A blind date is often arranged by a mutual acquaintance of both participants, whether that person is a friend of both persons or a family member of one. The two persons who take part in the blind date have never met or seen each other, hence the name blind date. But in recent years, private blind dates have moved to television. Lorca was a participant on a dating show named Let's Date, which aired on Hunan TV. He explains why he chose to take part in this kind of show.
I came to participate because I don't know a lot of people. I think this program is a good opportunity for me to show myself and broaden my social circle.
As dating shows in China become more popular, many people have started to question the morality, reality, and truthfulness of the shows. Many people are also skeptical about the motivations of those who participate. Xie Qi, one such skeptic, explained why she is put off by the concept of TV dating shows.
For me, I don't accept these dating shows because the participants are willing to be in the spotlight in some aspect. Meanwhile, when they're on stage, they do not act as they would in real life. Maybe they just do things to improve the look of the program. I cannot imagine how participants could get to know each other in just a few seconds. That's too fast.
However, as far as Luo's concerned, he doesn't think self-promotion is such a bad thing.
I don't think it's a publicity stunt. If you know how to carry out self-promotion, this means you already know how to introduce yourself to others. It's like doing business. You have to know how to sell the goods.
Facing such questions and doubts, Ma Xiaohan, the director of Let's Date, says the program wants more ordinary people to participate, rather than helping people become famous.
The dating shows are a platform for ordinary people to find their perfect partners. In order to prevent some people from taking advantage of the show to get famous, we have implemented strict rules. We sign agreements with each participant. They take responsibility to be honest about themselves. And we also carry out investigations into each of them and get to know their motivations. If they have participated in other dating shows, we won't allow them to participate.
Chen Xi, a media analyst, says that finding partners on TV dating shows will probably become a new trend.
I think it's feasible that the form of marriage has changed from a private institution to a public one. The information needed to find the right person nowadays is spread about everywhere. If the authenticity of dating shows isn't a problem, including that of the participants, then more people will want to take part in them.
For CRI, I'm Stuart Wiggin.